A Toronto man has been handed a 5-year prison sentence for criminal negligence causing death stemming from a dump truck crash where a man died under his watch. Milton Urgels, 47, allowed Dennis Garant to get behind the wheel of the vehicle despite Garant raising concerns about its roadworthiness. A significant penitentiary sentence is required, Superior Court Madam Justice Mary Valley said in passing sentence at the Barrie Courthouse on Tuesday. The Crown had asked for a sentence of 6 years, while Urgell's lawyer, Alonzo Abbey, had asked for a 2-year conditional term. Once again, I ask for everyone's forgiveness, Urgells said through a Spanish interpreter. May God forgive me. Court heard evidence how Garant, 53, a married father of two, had sent Urgells a text on September 21, 2020, saying that the steering cuts in and out on the dump truck provided to him by the company where Urgells was a supervisor. Urgells seemingly ignored the message and responded instead with the following day's worksite details. Court heard evidence that Urgells briefly inspected the vehicle at the end of day, but otherwise did nothing. The indifference cost Garant his life. The next day, Garant lost control of the dump truck. It ran off the road just outside Alliston, through traffic coming the other direction, and then collided with a tree. Garant was killed instantly and had been on the job a little more than a week. Though Urgells had no criminal record and was otherwise a law-abiding citizen, he had a spotty safety record driving a dump truck and operating his own company, court heard. In passing sentence, Valley strongly inferred that the company he was working for was set up such that Urgell's poor driving record was obscured despite his supervisory role in running the business. Urgells essentially ran the company, said Valley. That company was owned by Janet Zambrano, his common law partner. She held the required license. Urgells had been pulled, at least in part, from his poor safety record from when he previously owned a similar business. He should not have been training anyone, Valley said. Valley cited case law from an infamous incident in Toronto where a shift supervisor allowed men under his watch to board a swinging stage at height without the required safety harnesses. The stage, effectively a window washing platform, collapsed and 4 men plunged more than 100 feet to their deaths on Christmas Eve in 2009. The manager in that case was given 42 months in jail. But Valley said Urgell's responsibility was more acute in Garant's death because it represented a continual negligence in allowing the dump truck's tires and alignment mechanism to degrade, rather than a one-off lapse of judgment the Toronto incident entailed. Valley also heavily criticized Zambrano for disappearing during the trial. Required to testify, she failed to show for court and the judge used the word fugitive, per the Canadian Oxford Dictionary's definition of the term, to describe her absence. Valley said Urgell's role in Zambrano not testifying was an aggravating factor in passing sentence. She could not be found, Valley explained. Mr. Urgells harbored a fugitive. With Valley departed from the courtroom, a bailiff allowed Urgell's friends and family to bid him farewell. The first and last one to hug and kiss him goodbye was Zambrano, before Urgells was led away in handcuffs.